And welcome back, George Norrie with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance. These are folks taking down notes to everything Doc is saying tonight in case you're driving a truck or you're in bed and you just can't write it down or remember it. You call 1-855-949-7234 and try to tell them the topic that Doc was talking on and about what time, and they'll be able to help you out with that. Doc, how resilient is the human body?
The human body is very resilient. It has many different ways to rebuild tissues that have died. This is what the stem cells are for, and that's why I like this collagen peptides with the glutathione, collagen peptides plus, we call it. And it can take people who are blind, take people who have lung problems and rebuild the lungs, people who have problems with their bone marrow and cannot defend themselves against even the simplest diseases. We rebuild the bone marrow. You have to appreciate there are no genetically transmitted diseases. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. And people say, well, we have five people in our family with the same disease. Well, do they all live in the same county? Yeah. Okay. So they're getting food from the same stores and the stores.
So you don't think some diseases are hereditary?
No, none.
Interesting, because so many doctors ask you, is your father or your mother, did they have this? Did they have that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an old belief. You know, like so many diseases were caused by bad organisms, okay? And so these diseases are really nutritional deficiencies. We're talking diabetes, high blood pressure.
Cancers.
I'm sorry?
Cancers.
Well, cancers are a little bit different. But you can take our, again, collagen peptides plus, and that's going to help the immune system. Again, you want to take the 90 for life program, the healthy brain and heart pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and get that bone marrow working, get your immune system going. And it's one of those things where, let me tell you a story about a guy who they said had cancer. He's a pastor. Pastor Mike Freeman up in Baltimore, Maryland. And he was in a hospital. He was in a coma for 3 months and dying slowly. And, you know, they said he had this cancer and degenerative disease and all this kind of stuff. And they had him on IVs and so forth. And he was slowly going away. And they said, well, he's only got literally hours to live now. So they pulled him off of IVs
Jeez.
And so
just wanted to let him go, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they said, well, we're wasting money for the family and so forth by treating him because he's only got literally minutes or hours to live. And one of our great distributors with Young Judy was a member of his church, and she calls me and says, is there anything we can do for him? I says, well, does he have an IV? No, they took that off. What about a G-tube for eating? No, they took that out. And, you know, he's just gone. They say he's only got hours to live. That's that. I said, okay, how far away are you from your house? We can get some of our plant minerals. Well, I have 2 quarts in my car. Okay, good. I want you to start rubbing half of a teacup of the plant minerals just straight. Okay, don't dilute them, just straight right out of the bottle. Half a cup 3 times a day on his upper chest, middle chest, and belly, and also on his back, between his shoulder blades, another half a cup of these plant minerals. And the next day he wakes up and shaves and he gets ready to go.
He was supposed to be dead, Doc.
That's right. He was supposed to be dead in hours. And he was in a coma for 3.5 months. And so it took him probably about a month to kind of totally rehab. But he was fighting hard for the first month and really seeing so many patients. And he interviewed me and he actually made a tool. Okay, it's called Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. And he interviewed me 4 times, and it's probably the most complete history of my training and experience, which makes me different. Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. It's a great CD.
That's interesting. How is he still with us?
Oh, yeah. He's on the trail. He is out there putting on 2 or 3 meetings a day. He does radio. He does TV. Pastor Mike Freeman is his name.
What do you think the plant minerals did to help him?
Okay, well, he absorbed them through his skin, right? Because we were just rubbing on his skin. He absorbed them through his skin. And all of the chemical reactions in your body.
That's because they took the feeding tube out of him, right?
Yeah. And so we just rubbed him on his skin. He absorbed them, and the plant minerals helps the bone marrow make red blood cells, white blood cells, and antibodies, and that helps the lungs work, help the pancreas work, help the liver work, help the heart work, help the brain work. And so it worked in just hours for him.
Well, I've learned one thing, Doc, from you, which is critical, and that is, that's why we call it criticalhealthnews.com. But if you don't have your health, you can't help the people you care about. And it's, to me, the most important thing. It's more important than money, fame, success. You need to have your health. And you got to do whatever you can do to make yourself healthy.
That's correct. It's a very good observation, George. And it's one of those things where when you look at history, there are certain places in the world where great things happened. Well, these are places where they had the land flowing with milk and honey, okay? They had the glacial milk, okay? And when you look at all of these various places on Earth, there's about 25 of them where people lived to be 100. And they say, well, it's all genetics. No, it's because they're getting the minerals from the glaciers grinding up the rocks.
They're doing something right.
Yep. And so they're getting those minerals, and they happen to live in a place where these minerals are in the soil. Now, remember, these minerals do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the Earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. And so this is why some places they'll have the same meals, and they'll die in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And then, say, 500 miles away, another culture is eating exactly the same food, and their gardens are the same. And they're living to be 100 because they have the minerals coming in through the glacial milk.
Amazing. Back to the calls. East of the Rockies, Lauren's with us in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Hello, Lauren. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, George. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Great. Go ahead.
So I just came off of having an ileostomy because of a fistula. And then while I'm healing, I got another fistula. It doesn't need surgery, but I've had a colostomy about 20 years ago. I'm wondering, I need guidance on how to avoid having colon problems that result in these issues.
Okay, now, so you're having colon problems, right?
Yes.
Okay, anything else? Any high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis?
No, nothing at all, really.
Okay, so you need to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no buckwheat, no barley, rye, and oats, absolutely none of those things.
That's critical, I guess, Doc.
That's critical, because if you're eating the bad foods, you know, it cancels out the good stuff. Then, how much do you weigh?
170.
Okay. You need to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Then I want you to take the I-26. We have the chewables, the pills, and the powder. I want you to take 3 doses a day of the I-26, okay? And it will support rebuilding your blood vessels, the immune system, and it's you'll see a great, great difference. But you got to stay away from the bad stuff. And it wouldn't hurt to take our ultimate enzymes also. Take our ultimate enzymes. You could take 2 of those, save 5 or 10 minutes for each meal. And that's going to help pre-digest the food for you. And then, you know, don't wait 6 months or a year to contact us. Call us, you know, kind of like every week and give us a report, a status report, okay?
Doc, Ben writes, wants to know what you can do for the prostate, a swollen prostate.
Okay, a non-malignant swollen prostate, what we do is get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, rhinose, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, no buckwheat. Then I want them to have 1 healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Okay, I want them to have the I-26, take 3 of those twice a day. And then I want them to take our ProstFX. ProstFX, you can take 3 of those 3 times a day. I do that just for prevention. Okay, and again, I'm 84. I don't have any issues with that part of my anatomy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for you. Now, How important is the supplements compared to the food? If you had to do just one, what would you do? The supplements or the food?
Well, you need calories and you need protein. And, of course, one of the nice things about our program is, you know, we have the various systems where we have the proteins, okay? We have the proteins, we have the amino acids, so you're going to get that. And we have so many people that, you know, they just couldn't maintain their weight. And we're, you know, dealing with one young lady now. She's lost 125 pounds so far.
Wow.
And
how high up was she?
She's at 275.
Jeez.
Yeah, and she's only, you know, like 5 foot tall. So she's a big round girl. And she is, you know, working in Yongevity now. She got a huge business because, you know, everybody knew her, and a big girl, and she's lost all this weight, and she does so many things for so many people, and she's become an expert. And she teaches me a lot of the computer stuff. And so...
I think I know that person.
Yeah.
I won't mention...
You probably know her.
I won't mention her name. Yeah. Let's go to George, East L.A., California. Got a great name there, George.
Hey, same as you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving for both of you.
You too.
Hey, I did my labs last week with my doctor, and he said, well, my diabetes is 5.5, the A1C, compared to 5.9 before, because I started juicing celery. And he said my platelets are low. He wants me to go to a hematologist. What do you think?
Okay, your platelets are low. You still have diabetes?
Yeah, but it's been he took the meds away from me.
A 5A1C is not bad, Doc.
I know.
5.5.
That's not bad.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh now 200 pounds.
Okay. You need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat bran or oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. All that's all got to go. Even the diet ones got to go. And then I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, full dose of everything twice a day. Then I want you to take 3 of our sweeties at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 of our sweeties at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It gives your cells in your pancreas, okay, that actually make the insulin what they need to make the insulin. Okay, so you're, within weeks, your diabetes will be gone within weeks. I don't care if you've had it for 25 years, because diabetes is not a genetic disease. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease where the cells to make the insulin don't get enough of the nutrients they need, and so they just quit. Okay, well, we rebuild them with these sweeties, and you'll see a miracle with that. Don't cold turkey off your medication, but as your blood sugar gets better, you can slowly reduce medication based on the numbers.
And the number to call, George, in case you missed anything Doc said, 1-855-949-7234. Is too much sugar really bad for you, Doc?
Yes, for a couple of reasons. Number one, it satiates your craving for food, and so you're not really eager to eat a whole lot, okay? Also, it creates an atmosphere in your body that attracts the growth of viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast, because they love sugar, okay? And if you're eating a lot of sugar, whether it's in soft drinks, whether it's in pies, whether it's in cookies and that kind of stuff, you just can't have it.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Barry is with us in Fraser Park, California. Barry, go ahead, sir.
Oh, I'm a girl.
Oh, you're a girl. Okay.
That's okay. No worries. It happens all the time, and I apologize. I don't always sound like this, but I got, I don't know, chemtrails or pollution in Bakersfield, and it wiped me out.
So oh, boy.
Anyway, I'm going to speed it up. My question's about osteoporosis and the best things to do for that. And I heard you mention the one that described about oxygenating the blood. And I wanted to ask you a question about that because of a friend who has cancer. Would that help?
Let's do the osteosclerosis first, Doc.
Yeah, osteoporosis is very common. Osteoporosis is a simple nutritional deficiency disease none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, bran, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And then you want to, I apologize, how much do you weigh?
How much, Barry?
About 130.
Okay, 130. Down. Go ahead and take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. Take a half a dose of breakfast, half a dose of dinner. Okay. Then, let's see here. We need you to, and then you're talking about, what are your conditions again?
Osteoporosis.
Oh, osteoporosis, yeah. Okay, then we want you to have the collagen peptides. I want you to have three doses a day, a full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the collagen peptides, and it will regrow cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and bone matrix. Bone matrix is the actual sort of bedrock of your bones, and the minerals and calcium build up on the bone matrix, which is kind of like a connective tissue. It's kind of like tendons, okay? And so it's important that collagen peptides. Okay, take three doses a day. Also, the I-26, go ahead and take two or three doses a day of that. And I go ahead and start there. Also, of course, we have the various formulas for athletes, okay? So you can take, you know, our energy drink for athletes and go ahead and take two doses a day of that.
Let's get her a quick question about the blood. Go ahead, Barry.
Right. I heard you mention, is it oxybody? And about oxygenating the blood, that was for some other condition. But for cancer, would that be, I mean, it wouldn't hurt, but would it be helpful enough to go ahead and take that?
Well, but see, you don't want to just take that. You need to take the 90 essential nutrients for the immune system. And, you know, it's a much deeper problem than oxygenation, okay? And so they need to have, you know, per 100 pounds of body weight, one healthy brain and heart pack. They need maybe extra selenium. They need the collagen peptides plus to build the immune system to fight the cancer. And, again, don't forget the I-26. Again, builds the immune system, builds the bones. And we deal with so many professional athletes who don't eat well, don't supplement properly, and they sweat a lot. And they get osteoporosis. They get joint problems. Not good for an athlete. And so we've learned how to rebuild them very quickly. Usually within 2 to 6 weeks, you see a great clinical improvement. And I always say, give me 90 days because we can get rid of osteoporosis. I don't care if you've had it for 25 years. We can get rid of it in 90 days.
Stay with us. We're going to come back and take final calls with Doc Wallach from Critical Health News in just a moment. And again, let me give you that toll-free number to call for assistance. 1-855-949-7234. Just remember that number. Operators are there tonight. They'll be there tomorrow. The next day you can call them and just make reference to what Doc was talking about. The website to go to on a regular basis, because there's great information, is criticalhealthnews.com. Back in a moment with your final calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. 3 weeks from now, pharmacist Ben Fuchs will join us. And then 3 weeks after Ben is on, Doc Wallach will be back with us. And keep fighting the good fight, Doc. We prayed for you, my friend.
Appreciate that. Prayer from your friends and associates always helps. And, of course, I look forward to another 100 years at least. And so it's kind of exciting. And
well, I hope I'm still here with you doing that.
Well, I think you will be because, you know, so many people love you so much and respect you so much, they're going to make sure that you're getting everything you need.
Let's go back to the phones. Kenny's with us in Aurora, Illinois, first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Good morning, George and Doc Wall. I have a question regarding blood clots and blood thinners. About 3 months ago, I suffered a blood clot, pretty major one in my left arm. Didn't know it for like 7 days. Almost lost my arm. My fingers are still kind of numb. I'm hoping I get some of that back. But I'm set to come off the blood thinners in like the end of this month. But they want to put me on a statin. And from all the information I've gathered, both the statins and the blood thinners are not something that I should really want to stay on long term. So is there anything I could do to stay off of those, you know,
okay.
Anything I could take?
How much you weigh, sir?
About 225.
Okay. And do you have any other issues? Do you have any arthritis, any heart disease, any lung disease, any ringing in your ears, any balance problems?
About a year ago, I ended up with tinnitus, and I suffer from migraines.
And let me ask him this, Doc. Ken, why did they want to take you off the blood thinners?
It was just a three-month thing. I expressed to them when I was in the hospital that, I was hoping I wouldn't have to stay on it. And they said, let's try it for 3 months, and I'm set to come off the end of December.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as you're not doing it on your own, that's the important thing. No. All right. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. Yeah, I have another question. Again, what other issues do you have? You have the blood clot. Now you have tingling and numbness in this arm, which the blood clot was in.
Right.
Okay. Anything else going on?
No, the tingling and numbness has always been there since the blood clot. It was the nerve damage that was done because they didn't do the surgery so I didn't realize that I had a blood clot for 7 days. Mm-hmm. So by the time it got so bad, I did end up going to the emergency room, and then they took me in for surgery like an hour later. It was kind of one of those rush jobs.
Do you have any other issues, any ringing in the ears or balance problems?
Migraines and tinnitus.
Tinnitus, okay.
There you go, Doc.
Yeah, you got osteoporosis of the skull and maybe squeezing the spinal cord, and this is why you're having this issue in that arm, okay? Because the nerves come off the spinal cord, and you need to get our book. It's called It's All in Your Head. It covers about, maybe over 100 diseases that occur when you have osteoporosis of the skull. Doctors don't even know you can get osteoporosis of the skull. It's not part of the understanding of the medical profession.
Do chiropractors get it?
They don't get it.
They don't. They don't understand that either. Yeah. Okay.
But squeeze of the spinal cord, sciatic nerves, you get all these tingling and numbness in your toes, and it could be osteoporosis of the skull squeezing your spinal cord. Okay? And so this is very simple stuff. So, again, you weigh 225, is that correct?
Yes, Doc.
Okay. So get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, no buckwheat. Then I want you to have 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, the full dose of everything twice a day. Then I want you to take the I-26, take 3 of those twice a day of the chewables. Okay, different. I think we have 2 or 3 different flavors of the chewables. I like the French vanilla. And then I want you to take 3 times a day of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. They will increase blood flow everywhere, okay, in the brain and the bones and liver and lungs and so forth, okay? And we also want you to take more vitamin D3, take extra vitamin D3, take 3 of those twice a day. And again, you should take our collagen peptides plus, so you can get that, get the stuff you need to rebuild the brain and the spinal cord.
What about a baby aspirin, Doc, for the thinning of the blood?
Well, for baby aspirin for thinning the blood, again, I like the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets.
Will it do the same thing?
Yeah.
All right, Ken, and if you missed anything Doc said, call this number, 1-855-949-7234, or just think of the last 4 digits as radio, and you'll just spell it out that way. Next up, let's go to Gabrielle in Ohio. Welcome to the program. Hi, Gabrielle.
Hello. I've been focused on gut health and liver health and metabolism of, fatty soluble vitamins, and all for the treatment of either insulin resistance and hypothyroidism. And what I've found after researching some more, I've been taking enzymes and minerals so that I can metabolize vitamins better, actually. And but what I'm finding now in research is that you have to start paying attention to the health of the cell membrane and the receptors on there to even accept whatever you're taking for whatever purpose.
Yeah. Okay, how much do you weigh?
My, Am I supposed to do anything different than just taking enzymes and trace minerals and specific minerals that are supposed to be working for the metabolism of T3 and T4 and that in the liver?
Okay, how much do you weigh?
Not too much.
How much is too much, Gabby?
Okay. It's probably about 30 pounds over. So
that's not too much. But that, what would your total be?
Oh, man. Do you need to know that?
I'm we're trying to help you. 5'3", and you weigh how much?
Oh, come on. Say 200.
All right. Okay. 5'3", 200.
Not uncommon. So once you get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat bran, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go. And then we want you to have 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, full dose everything twice a day. I want you to take 3 of the their small little tablets of the collagen peptides plus, okay? And that's going to help you with fat metabolism. I want you to get the I-26 so you can rebuild your brain and spinal cord and all your peripheral nerves. Okay, that'll work there. And then I want you to take, because you have a thyroid problem, I want you to take our Ocean's Gold. Go ahead and take 3 of those twice a day. And don't cold turkey off your thyroid medicine, but as your symptoms get better, you can slowly reduce thyroid medicine, you know, based on the numbers. You know, go in and get a test, you know, like once a month or something like that and see how you're doing. This thyroid issue was the first nutritional deficiency that people recognized 3,000 years ago. By giving them sea salt, they could get rid of goiter 3,000 years ago. So it was one of the first ones. So we duplicated that with our sea salt, okay, which we call the Ocean's Gold, okay? I go ahead and take 3 of those twice a day. And do you have any joint problems, any arthritis or osteoporosis or back problems?
No, my back's good and everything like that. Every now and then I get inflammation, knees and things like that. But, you know, what they've been doing is giving me T3 and T4 like they don't know what the heck's going on. So, because my blood levels are normal. Serum levels on everything are normal. But what I'm feeling is like the stuff's in my blood, but it's not being used. You know what I mean? That kind of situation.
Yeah, you got to stay away from the bad stuff. That's why you got to stay away from the bad stuff, because it interferes with the absorption and utilization of the nutrients. It doesn't matter what you take. It's what you absorb and what you utilize is what counts. Okay, so that's a different issue. And we have this one gal. She just lost 125 pounds in 2 months. She lost 125 pounds doing a very similar program that you have. And so she's so excited. She's building a nice longevity business because, you know, to lose 125 pounds and have half a dozen different diseases you had, you know, sugar problems, blood pressure problems, skin problems, regular heartbeat, all that stuff gone away. Okay, and so you have to appreciate that the medical system is designed to treat symptoms, not cure disease. So they're milking your insurance policy for years. Okay, the medical profession in America makes trillions of dollars every year for just treating symptoms, not getting rid of the disease. There are no genetically transmitted diseases, and so you get some of these books. Dr. Wallach's cooking about the bad foods, these kinds of things. You get this new flip chart, covers 50 different diseases. All the famous people that we've helped get rid of these diseases, including thyroid problems and so forth. The flip chart is Dr. Wallach's 90 for Life crusade to save humanity and the world. Get that, and oh my gosh, it's a flip chart, so you can give a presentation to 2 people, 5 people, 100 people, 2,000 people at the PhD and medical level, and you can have a 6th grade reading level yourself. And so it's very, very, what should I say, very, very positive, because it has pictures of most of these famous people that we have resolved their health problems for. And so and many of those pictures are me with them.
Next up, let's go to Harry in Port Huron, Michigan. Hello, Harry.
Hi there. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Donna said my connection wasn't good, so can you hear me?
So far, so good.
All right. You just answered one of my questions, Doc Wally, but I want to make a comment. This is a call of historical proportion, and here's why, Doc. A lot of your materials, from what I understand, none of them have been available in Braille until now. I have ordered the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and I have sent it to a Braille printer in Indiana. She is in the process of brailing the book.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to buy the first copy, and that book will be available for brailing if anybody wants to buy it in the future. So that's okay. Your first book that's going to be in Braille. So I wanted to let everybody know that.
I need to get a hold of the address and phone number of the store where I can get those Braille books, okay?
Absolutely. I can give my number to Donna, and then you can call me sometime today, and I'll give it to you. I'd be honored.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we'll do that. Donna, get Harry's phone number, give it to Doc at the end of this segment, and he can get a hold of him. That's great.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's the sort of thing we love when somebody comes up with, just like this flip chart. We've got the health coaches. We've got 1,200 certified health coaches. These are super trained people, and this flip chart was made for them. But so many other people are buying it because they say, well, do I have to be a certified health coach to get this flip chart? No. You can, and the cover book that goes with it, The Wallach Revolution, I always advise you to read the book first, and then it explains everything about the flip chart and the diseases in there. And then the flip chart, again, Dr. Wallach's crusade, 90 for Life crusade to save humanity and the world. And
Doc, what do you think of fasting with supplementation?
Well, for short periods of time, like a couple of days.
Just a lot of water and supplements.
Yeah, I wouldn't go any longer than that because you do need to eat some meat and fish and potatoes and beans and stuff like that. You need to have some real food.
What do you think of peanut butter?
Okay, I don't like peanuts because they grow in the ground. And there's a fungus that grows in peanuts called Aspergillus. And the aflatoxin, which is a fungus, grows on the peanuts because they grow on the ground, causes liver cancer. And when I came back from Africa and my tour with the white rhino, Marlon Perkins gave me a list of things he wanted me to fix. He said, every zoo in the world that has bears with liver cancer.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what species of bear they are. It doesn't matter where the zoo is. They all have liver cancer. And so I looked it up, and sure enough, this fungus that grows on peanuts, and people were selling peanuts at all these zoos all over the world to throw to the bears, and they're getting all these peanuts with the fungus on them, and that's why all these different species of bears are getting liver cancer. We changed them over to feeding them dog food, and guess what? The liver cancer stopped immediately.
That's incredible. Doc, I want to thank you. I'm going to put you on hold so Donna can give you Harry's phone number from Port Huron, Michigan, so you and he can connect about the book on Braille, Dead Doctors Don't Die. And who knows, you might be able to run some of your other books through that. And then the next time you're on, if the publisher is up and ready and running, just tell people how they can get a hold of this. That'll be fantastic. Up next, folks, we're going to talk about your dreams with maybe some interpretations of why you're dreaming. Next.